From New Hampshire Public Radio, this is Word of Mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott. And here at Word of Mouth, we frequently crack wise about bizarre stories by imitating that ubiquitous announcer voice from movie and game trailers. You know, the one that always begins with, "In a world."
In a world. In the year 2017.
In a time of tradition.
In a city where anything can happen.
In a war that isn't his.
One day we thought, who does that? Let's find that guy. And we did. Tom Kane is the voice of the Academy Awards, dozens of video game characters, cartoon characters on the Smurfs, South Park, Powderpuff Girls, and hundreds of others. He's been the voice of JFK, Yoda, and of movie trailers from Pixar's WALL-E to, of all things, Booty Call.
Booty. Fleshy, rounded loads. A little something-something.
Can I get some?
Call.
Excuse me?
An invitation.
Let's get ready. Right.
Booty. Round, fleshy globes.
I went through this strange period back then, and that was whatever that was, late 80s, early 90s, or something like that, where for some reason, they, meaning the trailer people in Hollywood, decided I was going to start being the voice of all these black comedies. And I must have done like a dozen, every Wayans movie that came out, you know, in the mid-80s was me, you know, and it was all, you know, starring Damon Wayans and, you know, I'm like, okay, this is, you know, 27-year-old white guy, I'm going to be the voice of black comedy in America.
How many people do what you do?
Well, it depends on what area of voiceover work you're talking about. If you're talking about commercials, there are, you know, thousands of people that do commercials. When you're talking about the other end of the scale, though, movie trailers, for instance, there are about, 20 of us.
Really?
Yeah, maybe 25 that do almost all the movie trailers in the United States. It's a, you know, people ask quite often, they're like, you know, how do I get into movie trailers or how do I get into animation, which, you know, I would say there are less than 100 people that do almost all the cartoon roles in the United States. So, you know, I tell people it's numerically, it's easier to get into the NBA than it is, you know, cartoons or movie trailers. So,
how did you start, though? Did someone in the industry say, oh, my, you have a lovely deep voice. You should do movie trailers.
No. I'm the only person I know that got into it the way I did. Almost everybody else that's in professional voiceover work came to it either from acting, on-camera acting, or from, you know, radio. I actually started doing voiceover work when I was 15 years old.
Whoa.
I was just bored. It was summertime. And I lived, you know, I'm in Kansas City. And I just thought it'd be fun to hear myself on the radio. It didn't occur to me anybody actually got paid for it. And all the local ads were, you know, pretty horrible, you know, because they were usually the owner's son or some local FM disc jockey. You know, so they all sounded, you know, Saturday, you know, at the Waterbed Gallery. So I started calling up, you know, the local ad people. But one day I called, it was the American Cancer Society, and I said something to the effect that, you know, your commercial sounded terrible. And about an hour later, I got a phone call from probably the largest ad agency in Kansas City at the time. And they thought I was an adult and a professional voiceover guy. So I had to have my dad drive me down to the studio because I didn't have a license. And of course, they walk up to him and start talking to him. And he's like, no, that's... the pimply face kid in the fringy cutoff jeans is the who you were talking to. And anyway, I recorded it and I did it in a character voice and it was a big hit. And within a week, the same ad agency hired me to do 5 Screen Actors Guild, you know, union spots. And I was off and away.
I'm actually reading a list of the accents you do. You talked about character voice. British, American, Irish, Scottish, German, French, Italian, Russian, Swedish. Need I go on? Oh, Texan, New England. Let's hear what New England sounds like, Mr. Tom Kane.
Well, that's funny you should mention that because that was actually what I did for that very first commercial.
No kidding.
And it was funny because what happened was is the poor guy who had called me for that thing was getting his butt chewed by the producer. Because they had to rent this studio, and he's trying to explain that this kid is who they brought in. They've rented a studio. And in the middle of all this, I say, do you want this in some kind of accent? I didn't know the term dialect. He goes, what? And I said, I think it would sound good as the old Pepperidge Farms guy. And he you know, hits the talk bag, goes, oh, you can talk like a 70-some-year-old man from New England, can you? And I'm like, well, yeah, sure. I mean, can everybody? And he said, well, let's hear that. So I read the script through, and the engineer looked up and he said, that was 29 seconds on the nose.
Every weekend, a couple dozen Kansas City families have a couple dozen garage sales. But on July 1st and 2nd, 1,000 Kansas City families are going to have just one garage sale. Oh, God, I still remember it.
You do and, still remember it. That's so impressive.
You never forget your first. You never forget your first commercial. So, very weird.
Well, it's so funny to talk to you because I feel like I'm talking to somebody I know. We've heard your voice in so many different contexts. Let's hear some examples of the many voices of Tom Kane.
Live from the Kodak Theater at Hollywood and Highland in Los Angeles, California, the 78th Annual Academy Awards.
They are the killing fields of Saddam Hussein, the mass graves unearthed since the fall of his regime.
On March 31st, see the most epic comedy in 2 million years.
Hello, Dave. You're looking well today.
So that's Tom Kane as announcer for the Academy Awards, National Geographic documentary narrator of Hal in a Mac commercial in, 2000, I think it was.
Yeah.
How do you prepare for the differences in these kind of roles? I mean, is this kind of method for you? Do you...
Well, a lot of voiceover people really work at it. You know, I mean, there are some people that literally will sit and do funny faces in a mirror to, you know, figure out how to get different sort of sounds out of them. Partly because I'm lazy and partly because I'm too busy. I don't do that. I just don't. If I can do a voice or I can do a character, I do it. And if I don't, I don't. I'm just lucky that I'm a good mimic. I just recycle what I grew up hearing. You know, I mean, someone says, do an old, crusty old Western man. You know, I give him, you know, a little of this here sort of thing. And what, you know, these whippersnappers don't know it, but I'm, you know, it's Walter Brennan. You know, it's Gabby Hayes. And they think, you know, I'm doing this funny. I'm like, nah, I'm just recycling something I heard when I was five.
Well, is that what it is? Like someone says, do a Sean Connery, you'll watch a James Bond movie and you'll have it.
Well, that is what is just brilliantly wonderful about the modern era is people ask me to do that all the time for movie trailers. I actually am one of the guys in Hollywood. There's just a handful of us that they will hire to do celebrity sound-alikes, particularly for movie trailers, because like Sean Connery, actually, they needed a line. This is the very first time I started doing this for The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. And he wouldn't do it because he and him, the director, I think they literally actually came to blows at one point on the script. But I had, because of the internet, you Google it and it's there, you know. But some of them just fall out of the sky. I mean, I got a call a couple months ago and, you know, can you do Liam Neeson? And I'm like, I have no clue. So I went, found the junk and sort of turns out I can. It's,
I don't know what you want. If it's money, I don't have any. But what I do have is a unique set of skills that makes me a nightmare for people like you.
Are you the guy, Tom Kane, who does the, in a world?
Oh, no. That was Don LaFontaine. Don and I were friends for so long. He actually was the man that sort of invented modern trailers. He was a young pup in New York, and he was a writer and a producer. And the voiceover guy didn't show up for the recording session one day.
Oh, the classic story.
Yeah, and Don said, you know, he had this sort of, you know, his natural voice was kind of down here like this. But back then, movie trailers didn't sound like that. Movie trailers back in the late 60s, early 70s, you know, it was like, see the spectacle, you know, the amazing, you know, oh, it was, It was not anything remotely like what we have today. And they just panicked, so they said, okay, well, let's rewrite this so there's only a few lines. And so it was for some horror movie, it was the first time anybody, instead of, see the horror, it was, you know, just, you know, scary music and him going, in the dark, you know, late at night, and whatever. And it was a huge departure, but he is literally the guy with his own hand who penned, in a world, and now. And, you know, he was the one that sort of invented that thing. But in 1986 or 7, when I started, Don LaFontaine by himself did half of all the trailer voiceovers.
Oh my goodness.
In the United States. There's like six guys now. Don died a couple years ago, that basically have made an entire career out of just trying to ape Don LaFontaine. And none of them do it as good as Don, but they're good enough, and they get that growl, you know, little world. Yeah, well, I don't do that. I don't have those pipes. I don't, you know, most of these guys used to smoke like locomotives and still do. Most of all, you know, the trailer stuff I do is more lighthearted. I do like most of the Disney Pixar things. You know, it's like, you know, it's Toy Story 3 starts Friday at theaters everywhere, you know.
But then what if you have to do something serious, like, you know, National Geographic, survival of the baby elephant? You know, how do you get yourself
there? Well, I do that. But, you know, that's not one of these things down here. It's more just, you know, when the baby elephant arrives at the pond, the alligators get very excited. You know, it's more just informational.
when you're doing a voice like that, like, say, Yoda you do for Clone Wars, right?
Yeah, I've been doing Yoda for like a decade.
But are you worried about harming your pipes? Because that's
Yes.
Isn't it?
It is tough, but fortunately, Yoda never says much. You know, think about it. If you add up, you know, everything he said in all the movies, you could probably put it on one page. Hard on my throat it is, yes. But short are the lines. The only time I've had a problem with the Yoda stuff is on video games, because you have to allow for every possibility when you record. So if Yoda's telling somebody in a movie, west you must go. In a video game, he has to go, west you must go, north you must go, east you must go, south you must go, northwest you must. I mean, you've got to record every possibility.
Is there anything you ever refused to do? You know, the sort of, I guess, vocal equivalent of the full frontal or something like that?
Oh, yeah. Well, I've kind of worked myself out of most video games because it is too hard on the throat. There's just too much screaming and dying. And I don't do politics, and I don't do religions. I just kind of stay away from all that.
Good policy. Have you ever tried a public radio voice, Tom Cain?
A public radio? Well, those are usually very, very calm. You know, it's coming up on NPR. All Things Considered, next on NPR. Very soothing.
Well, maybe it's hard to follow up, Tom Cain. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, it's been a pleasure.
Tom Cain is the voiceover guy behind more than 30,000 movie trailers, commercials, cartoon performances, and video games, among other things. To hear more of his work and to see video and trailers from some of the characters we talked about, go to wordofmouthradio.org. Thank you so much for spending some time with us today.
In a world where we strive to make interesting radio, we're so grateful that you listen.
I'm Virginia Prescott, and this is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio.
Word of Mouth is produced by Taylor Quimby,
Virginia Prescott,
and senior producer Rebecca Lavoie, with oversight and direction
from Abby Goldstein, NHPR's Vice President of Programming,
and web support from Brady Carlson,
Courtney Kenya,
Andrew Perella gives technical support,
and Dan Colgan. Dan the man runs our board.
The views expressed in this program are those of the individual,
not those of NHPR, its Board of Trustees, or its underwriters.
The Shifting Balance series is made possible with support from H&H Foundation.
For information about the show, to listen to past segments, post a comment, or read our blog,
go to wordofmouthradio.org
or use the On Demand tab on the NHPR app.
You can join our community of listeners on Facebook at Word of Mouth Radio.
And you can follow us on Twitter at Word of Mouth.
Word of Mouth is a production.
Word of Mouth is a production.
Word of Mouth is a production of New Hampshire Public Radio.
Radio.